Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's volleyball team. But, you know, no way to sugarcoat it, Steve. Coming off a tough week, you know, you lose twice in four sets to Central Washington, in three sets to Western Washington, both games at home. I mean, obviously not the results you were looking for.
Oh, yeah, pretty disappointing weekend, at least to not come away with a split. But both are good programs. You know, Central has gone through some struggles, but they've shown that they can play really well. They went with five sets with West Texas A&M, which is a very quality program out of Texas, you know, at the Western Washington tournament. So I wasn't really surprised with how either team played, but I was disappointed with just the lack of consistency from my team.
Yeah, you know, you take a look at that first game against Central Washington. You won the first set, you know, fairly handily, and boy, it just seemed like, you know, things were going real well. Second set got away from you, and then just things kind of headed south on you in a hurry.
Oh, absolutely, and the second set is where we really started to play poorly. I mean, I think we had 10 hitting errors in that game, and 9 of them were for blocks, and Central Washington, they're a good team, but they're not huge, and they're not a team that should have 16 blocks against us in a match. So a lot of it was, I think, our ball control. They're a very good ball control team. They just kept the ball in play, and we made too many errors.
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed about the GNAC schools, I mentioned it about Northwest Nazarene earlier this season when you first played them down here. I mean, there weren't a lot of wow moments when you play the Crusaders, and I didn't think there were a lot of wow moments when you were playing Central Washington where, like, holy cow, look at what they just did. It just seems like they, you know, and I know that's where you want your program to get to. It just doesn't seem like they make a lot of mistakes, and they keep the ball in play, and, you know, unless you're able to kind of match that, you know, it makes for, a short night in this case.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about ball control, and when you look at Western Washington especially, but Central Washington too, you know, even though they're young at a couple of their spots, at their positions, those kids have really a lot of good quality club background, and you know, our team, I think we're a little bit more athletic. I think we can be a little bit more dynamic, but we don't have that experience level, so that's one of the things that we fight sometimes is just the lack of consistency that, you know, a kid who's been playing club ball through their high school career has.
I want to talk about some of the issues that I thought kind of hampered you over the last couple of matches when we come back on the Coach's Show, talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team. We'll be back after this quick timeout.
I quit to reduce my chances of breast cancer.
I quit because smoking's expensive. Now I can afford more toys.
I quit because I made up my mind this time. I called the free quit line and they're helping me keep my word.
I quit for lots of reasons. We'd love to hear yours. Please call the free Montana Quit Line today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adablu talking with Steve Smith, the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team, coming off a pair of losses at home in four sets to Central Washington, in three sets to Western Washington. Steve, we've talked a lot this year, probably hammered more on ball control than anything else, particularly that serve-receive, that first pass. I thought there were times, particularly in the second match, where you had stretches where I actually thought that the initial pass was pretty good, and I thought the set was pretty good, but then we'd hit into that block. I want to talk about that because I like to give credit to the other team. Obviously, they're doing something right with their blocks, but you know what? You face good blocking teams, and good blocking teams lose from time to time. What sort of adjustments need to be made by the girls that weren't made that can actually help you beat a good blocking team?
Well, you're absolutely right. Against Western Washington, I don't think it was their block was much of an issue, but I thought we passed really well. The serve-receive ball was really good. I think it's intelligent swings. Sometimes it's swinging just at a slightly higher angle, so you're catching the fingers rather than the hands of the blocks. Or knowing to go with the angle that you're given according to the set. Say if the set's a little bit inside, not to try to cut it down the line because that's where the block is, to just continue to go angle and even go off speed. I think... one of the things when you watch Western Washington that we really need to learn from, number one, is when they get disrupted, they go high ball, middle of the court, right on the 10-foot line, center of the court, to give them time to organize, and we need to do a better job with that. But then also how they mixed up the tempo of their attack. When you get the ball back and ready for a hard shot, and then they'd go roll into the middle, and we weren't mentally prepared for that. We tried to adjust our defense a couple of times, but still they come up with these nice tips or nice roll shots. But that's when you have a team that swings hard and they start pushing you back, that's when the tip and the off-speed shot can be really effective. And I don't know if you got a chance to watch some of the matches over the past week on TV when Washington played Stanford, or this weekend Penn State played Michigan State. You see the same thing. Tip goes down because when you have players that are swinging away, it drives the defense back, and then it's just the timing of those shots that Western Washington especially did a really good job with.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I frankly used to hate that shot, because I'd watch it a lot in high school, and I'd see the setter just tip it over, and I'm like, what is the point? Mm-hmm. Because then it was just like a free ball. Mm-hmm. It only works, it's sort of like a play action pass in football. Exactly. It's only going to work if you've got those big swingers, and certainly it can cause you all sorts of problems if you're having to deal with that.
Oh, absolutely. And and every team in this conference is able to swing and have quality players on the outside. Western Washington, it's with their middles. They come around, they hit that flare all the time. It's flare, flare, flare. They pound away, and then they'll throw in an X2 by their right side or a tip. So it's understanding the game, and you only get that feel for the game when you've played a lot and you have a lot of experience. And again, that comes from, I think, the players that they bring in. Not very many wow players, although I think, Western has the one middle and Central has the one outside that I'd say are pretty wow players, but they just know when to go off speed. They're crafty about picking other teams apart.
I want to ask you about that. Are there some times when you just want to yell at your girls, and you probably do, would you just swing at the ball? I thought there were times where I thought they were tentative with their swings, and certainly not Devin and Jen. Yeah. Usually when Devin and Jen go up there, if they do tip it, it's probably about the only shot they've got. But I think particularly the younger girls sometimes, do you feel like they're being a little tentative and you just like to see them get those good arm swings in there?
Well, it all depends on the scenario. Sometimes I want them to not swing when they have a double block in front of them. And I think, you know, we saw a little bit of that with Melissa Porter. Jody's very good at recognizing the scenario and knowing when to tip, when to cut back and swing at the right back player. You know, and I think Hannah can learn a little bit from that too, that she gets a little bit overly aggressive sometimes and she just wants to swing at everything. But, you know, they need to recognize the situation that's in front of them, and a lot of it is dictated, again, according to the pass. You know, but that's just something that's going to come with the maturity process.
And again, I'm nothing if not able to state the obvious. Obviously, the big issue over these last two sets was slow starts, man, yep. Just about every set. You know, again, give credit to the other team for the quick starts. Obviously, they're doing some issues. But from a coach's standpoint, I would imagine that was frustrating because you really played some of your best volleyball when you were down by 7 or 8 points. But that's tough to do, and that wears on you over the course of a match.
Well, yeah, and it's a slow start. It comes from, you know, hitting error, serving error. And, you know, we chart those at the beginning of each game, and you know, a lot of the times it's just like hitting error, serving error, ball handling error, blocking error, that we have 3 or 4 of those in the first 8 points, and then we're already down like 4 points to start the game. However, you know, it shows up in other places too. We were in game 2 against Western Washington, you know, in the second set it was 11-11, and then we had 9 hitting errors in the next stretch, which of course gets them to 20. So you know, we just go through streaks, and unfortunately, it does happen at the beginning of games.
Well, the great thing about, you know, this part of the season is there are always chances to redeem yourself, and you've got a couple of big games coming up. We'll talk about that on the third part of the Coach's Show with Steve Smith.
You really hit the court hard on that last dig.
Yeah, my knee is killing me.
You need to go to AMP.
I've heard the AMP docs and athletic trainers are the best.
They are. After my ACL surgery this spring, they helped me recover and get strong again.
You had surgery and you're already playing?
Yeah, the team at AMP helped me get back on the court. They're the sports medicine and athletic training experts.
How can I find out more?
You can go to their website. It's ampmontana.com. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Visit us online at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show as we talk with Coach Steve Smith for the Montana State Billings Volleyball Program. Well, a couple of big games this week on the road at St. Martin's and Western Oregon. Western Oregon, you know, a team I know that at least a program you're very familiar with, having coached there. St. Martin's, a team you're also familiar with this year from the standpoint that you beat them in 3 sets here at Alterowitz Gym. You know, obviously coming off a pair of losses at home, you know, it'd be hard to overstate just how important these matches are.
Oh, yeah, it gives us an opportunity to get back on track. You know, we get St. Martin's on Thursday, a team that I'm extremely worried about. They're 0-9 in conference, but they're a dangerous team. And I think what makes them dangerous is, you know, they always have a couple good players, and they don't care that they're 0-9. They go out and they play hard regardless. So they've taken some games off some good programs. In fact, they've taken a game off of Seattle Pacific, off of Western Washington. So, you know, we need to be on it that night in order to come away with a win. And then going down to Western Oregon for alumni night, that'll be a little bit weird going back and seeing all the old players and playing in the gym that I was in for 9 years as an opponent this time. But you know what? Again, it's just it's a conference match, and you know, they've gone through their struggles too this year. But again, a very capable team, and we're going to prepare for them this week. And it's a really important weekend for us in light of, you know, at least not coming away with a split this last weekend.
Yeah, we had an interesting conversation not long ago at Alterowitz Gym, and you mentioned to me that you were just basically shocked at St. Martin's record because you thought they were a much better team than their record indicated. So again, and we've seen it time and time again in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference in terms of matchups and everything else, if you just don't show up to play, you're going to come away with an L.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, St. Martin's, it's just they're always giving themselves an opportunity to win. I think they're a little bit streaky. I think they have some ball control issues, but they certainly have good size, and they have some good younger players from Hawaii that played a high school at Anyway, they played at the big high school there that's always winning state championships. So they have a lot of experienced players, and so they're definitely someone we're not going to look past.
So what are the big things you've been looking at this week? And I realize that there were probably a number of issues that you were really trying to address this week. But coming off these last two games, obviously, win, loss, whatever, it's always a learning experience. What do you hope the girls learn from these past two matches?
Well, defensively, serve receive I'm actually pretty pleased with, because mm-hmm. we did have good performances on serve receive. It's reading and reacting to the tip. And one of the things when our players see a tip, their first motion is they rise up and then try to come forward to the ball. So we need to work on that low, quick release to the ball to drive forward without any false steps. And we'll hit that. You know, we'll always work on serve receive. We'll always work on the quality of our block. So those are just general things that we want to continue to improve on. But we need to do a better job at tip coverage.
St. Martin's coming up on the 22nd, Western Oregon, October 24th. And then back at home, a match I'm really, really looking forward to, Seattle Pacific, as you look for the season sweep over the Falcons. That'll be on October 29th against Seattle Pacific at 7 o'clock at Altarwitz. And then a couple more games at home, November 5th and 7th against Western Oregon and Alaska Fairbanks, and then finishing up the regular season on the road at Central Washington and Western Washington, November 12th and 14th. Coach Steve Smith, best of luck to you this weekend.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Adelblue and the head coach for the Montana State Billings volleyball team, Steve Smith. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.